That was very special, Chef. But when you said you had prepared something special, I thought you meant something special to eat. You know, dessert? Ah, yes, the angel food cake. May its sweetness remind us of the joyous news the angels brought on that first Christmas. A savior has been born. Here you go.
Thank you.
Sir, I have an answer for you.
Huh?
About how the Christmas story can fill our spirit.
Oh, well, what is it then?
Jesus came at Christmas to save us, to forgive us, and to show God's love to us. It isn't that the story makes me feel important. That doesn't matter. But it does remind me that I am loved by God, whether I am important or not. And that fills my spirit. And I want you to know that God loves you too.
That's nice of you to say, but it won't change my review.
That's okay. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Sonny, why is Donna being so nice to that guy?
Because God has filled her with good things. And when you're full, you can give good things to other people, even people who might not deserve it, just like Jesus did for us.
Well, folks, it's almost time to split. I hope you enjoyed your meal and that you got a taste of the hope, joy, peace, and love that the Christmas story brings. The only thing left now is the bill, and it has already been paid for you.
Huh? What? Are you serious?
It is our gift to you to help remember Jesus' gift to all of us. He paid the price for our sins so that we can have eternal life with Him.
Hold on. What's the catch? There's no such thing as a free lunch.
That may be true for most people, but not with God. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Merry Christmas and come back again soon.
Phew, what a kick. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, I got something for you.
Really? Nifty! A transistor radio!
Hey, I got you something too.
Hot dog!
The Elvis Christmas album!
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me.
Oh, did you need something?
No, but I finished my review, and I wanted you to see it before I submit it to the paper.
Oh boy, here we go.
On Christmas Eve, I attended the grand opening and first annual Christmas Burger Bash at Gloria's Diner. I have been to hundreds of similar events, and as usual, I went into it hoping for something good. What was unusual is that I actually found something good, and I don't just mean the food. I've heard the Christmas story before, though this was the first time I tasted it. But more importantly, I experienced the light of Christmas in the way I was treated, which was far kinder than I deserved. And I left feeling full. But the burger needed more salt.
You couldn't leave that last part out, huh?
I have a reputation to uphold.
Thank you for writing that.
No, thank you. Have a swell, Noel.